Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 14 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Then, in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, and he said, "Listen, all you of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley, in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. You need not fight in this battle. Take your position. Stand, and watch the salvation of the Lord in your behalf, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you." Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. The Levites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. They rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will endure. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his faithfulness is everlasting." When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they were struck down. For the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, completely destroying them. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they turned toward the multitude, and behold, there were corpses lying on the ground, and there was no survivor. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoils, they found much among them, including goods, garments, and valuable things which they took for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were taking the spoils for 3 days because there was so much.
When we pray about a matter that is very important to us, it's easy to begin telling the Lord how to answer our request. We've all done this, haven't we? We start out asking God for help, but as our emotions enter in, we become more passionate about explaining what we want Him to do about it. God promises to answer the prayers of those of us who are believers, but sometimes His answers don't satisfy us. Oftentimes, we want relief from pain and difficulty, and we don't think to ask for an extra measure of grace to endure in a manner that glorifies God. King Jehoshaphat may have expected the Lord to answer his prayer by giving the army supernatural strength to win the battle, but God's solution was entirely unexpected. His method was to send the choir out singing praises. Then God took care of the enemy without any help from Judah's soldiers. Instead of dictating a solution, Jehoshaphat trusted God to answer the prayer as he saw fit, and we should do likewise. Prayer is an opportunity to bring our concerns to the Lord and trust that He will answer in a way that brings glory to Him, not to us.